are on Chav Beis Amad Aleph. We're on the fourth line.
Oh, the Mishnah.
I gotta catch you up, Simcha. The Shir is online. Listen to it at some point if you get a chance. And then let me know if there's anything unclear, and then Ramosha will
it's
clear
not
up
allele.
Clear up
for you. It's not allele.
If it's not allele, very good. That's a David Stein joke for you. I appreciated it, and I thought it was quite good. Here we go. We're on the fourth line. We're starting with the Mishnah. This umbud should fly, and if it does fly, as I think it should, I think we'll head into Chav Beis Amad Beis as well. Wow, right?
Two,
daring.
Two drachma in one day.
Right? Crazy and daring. That's what they call me. They call me incredibly adventurous.
You live on the edge.
I live on the edge. This is as edgy as I get.
Are you going to celebrate to see him on the pair?
Not really, no. Unless you want to bring in some
keyboard, yeah.
What? Yeah, if you want to make a keyboard, I'm not going to.
You bring me. There it is.
David's going to make a keyboard.
I'll bring the liquor. Anybody want to bring cake tomorrow night? Avu
b'no sharolus achodesh. If you have a son, if you have a father and a son who saw the new moon, yelchu, they should both go to testify. Lo shemitzdarfin zaimzen, not because they're going to actually join, because they're not going to be able to join together, because you're not allowed to have an aid of a father and a son. Ella, rather, why should they go in? She'imi pasal echad mehem, because if one of them is found to be pasal, either because their edus, their testimony is refuted, or because for some other reason they're considered pasal, which we're not going to get into now, but you can ayin Maseches Sanhedrin at length. Yitzdarif hasheni im acher, then the second one can be mitzdarif, can join with a second person.
From different
Khan. With a different
spare.
Right, with a different what?
He's a spare,
right? He's not a strike. He's a spare. Okay.
The zug doesn't have to be a pair of eidim who traveled together, who decided to go together.
Correct.
This mission.
That is something we will see also on Chav Beis Amad Beis. So, just to whet your appetite, whet your appetite.
Rav Shimon
Haimer.
My appetite.
It's wedded already. Rav Shimon Aimer, Rav Shimon says, no, Avu b'no v'chol akrovim sheirin le'edus hachodesh. Rav Shimon has a chiddush over here, and he says that an Avu b'no, krovim, relatives, can testify for edus hachodesh. And Tosis points out over here that the reason why he says that is because he says, hachodesh hazeh lachem, the pasuk saying that this month is for you, is that we darshan is bachem, it's even kosher for you.
Gemara
even for you,
that.
Krovim, it's going to be...
That,
what?
Gemara says that in the first one.
I apologize, you're right. I did quote Tosis. Why is, I'm sorry, Tosis is going on something else. You're absolutely right. The Gemara was going to say the very same thing. Okay, ignore what I just said. Strike it from the record. I said nothing.
So Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakhama.
Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is going to take a side here. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Tuvia HaRofe, there's a story with Tuvia, the doctor. The doctor is in the house. Shara is a chodesh b'Yerushalayim. I don't know what's gotten into me tonight. Shara is a chodesh b'Yerushalayim. He saw the chodesh. He saw the new moon in Yerushalayim. Hu ubnova avdo meshucher. He saw it. His son saw it. And his eved meshucher, his eved who was freed prior to this event.
Who's now Jewish.
Who is now Jewish, incidentally. And they all saw it. V'kiblu ha-kohanim also v'esbano. Interestingly, the kohanim accepted him and his son, upaslu es abdo, and they pasled the eved. Why did they pasled the eved? This is where Tosis comes in. They
pasled
the eved because hachodesh hazeh lachem. It has to be, this month is for you, meaning for you, Moshe and Aaron, or people who have miyuchas. You have a proper yichus. You know, because you're Jews. But an Eved, which doesn't have a Yichus, because he just became Jewish, or a Ger, for example, who doesn't have a proper Yichus, or a Mamzer, who doesn't have a proper Yichus, they would not be Kasher. So that's why he says, that's why the Kohanim said that the Eved would be Pusel.
Was this Eved, was he a full Jew, or was he like one of these Jews?
He was a quarter Jewish. He was a quarter Jewish.
He's
totally Jewish. No, he's an Evan Meshucher is totally Jewish.
Okay.
He's a Jew.
Because he was freed. Because before he's freed, he's like
an Isha.
Right. Or close to it, or exactly.
What?
Like
close to what? He's Patr from the Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. And as we'll see in the next Mishnah, there are also other dinim that he is like a woman.
No, but David. When he's an Eved, he's...
Which David? You have to be more specific.
Rabbi Lichter.
Rabbi Lichter, that's good enough, yeah? If we're getting the Shlita, Melech HaMashiach, okay, but okay, fine, go ahead.
There's really nothing unless you're a rabbi.
The Eved Kanani is... When he's an Eved, he's part of Mrs. Atash Maligram.
When he's there, yes, like a woman. Jewish, he's a Jew. He's 100%
still 100%
Jew.
Except the kid.
Wait a second, sorry.
He's a Jew.
Does he need a
Tafas Dambris?
Other than that,
bris.
Once he becomes an
Eved, he has the bris. As an Eved, he has to have a bris.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think that's true. Is that true? Eved Kanani has to have a bris. That's really tough noogies.
And he's from Yishmuel. He doesn't have to have
the whole.
Yeah, it's tough on a lot of things. It's tough on the noogies and it's tough on love.
So no matter how righteous of a ger you are, you could be uncleless, and you wouldn't be allowed to testify.
Well, that's the Kohanim.
As a ger, yeah. Apparently, according to this, Apostolus Avdo.
This is
This is.
Why does it say Kohani?
This is going to be rejected. Right. That's what.
That's the
next. You did not finish the Mishnah.
Mishnah.
You didn't let me finish the Mishnah. The Kohanim.
Kohanim aren't the ones who pass it.
Kohanim. Kiblu Kohanim also vespeno Apostolus Avdo. But ukeshabo lifnei Bezdin, when they went to the Bezdin Agadol, when they went to Yerushalayim, kiblu also ves Avdo. They accepted him and his Eved Apostolus. But no, they apostled the son because the son was a karov to the father. But they indeed accepted the Eved because the Eved, once he's meshuchar, according to Bezdin, he was good. So this opinion of the Bezdin the opinion.
Yossi is bringing the story, so it's his opinion.
No, Rabbi Yossi is bringing the opinion of. He's bringing the story as a raya for the Bezdin for what for the Tanakama, right? But not for Rav Shimon.
Tanakama.
The maskana of this story is that we go according to the Bezdin and not the Kohanim, right?
It's a very interesting story because the Kohanim have no say in any of this. So why would we even care? Why do we care that the Kohanim did this?
Yeah, what
are the Kohanim the gatekeepers and like the right and the Bezdin in which is in the Lishkas Hagazis is waiting for the Kohanim, and so the Kohanim let them all in because they thought that you're okay and you're okay but you're not okay. What place do the Kohanim have in all of this process that we care that the Mishnah has to tell us that the Kohanim accepted this guy and this guy, but who cares?
They were there first and then they weren't the final authority, right? They're always in the Lishkas Hagazis,
right? They don't answer to higher authority, is it right? Okay.
Bezdin is responsible for sanctifying the moon, not the Kohanim.
Right.
Bezdin wasn't there at the time.
That's right. The Bezdin does. That's what I'm asking. What are the Kohanim doing here? What do I care?
And even if they were, why is it in the Mishnah that they say it? Like, who really cares that we need to see it in the Mishnah?
The sign of emptiness.
Even if it happened.
It's a good point. I don't have an answer. Viter, says the Gemara.
One second. They puzzled the son, but not the father. Why didn't they make the son kosher and the father puzzled?
No, the son and the father.
One of these things, but not both of them.
I guess if you're going to have the father or the son, you go by the older one. It's more of a covenant to the father. It's a good question. I don't know. It might not be Dafka.
It could be that the son for other reasons besides the fact that he was
It could be, or it could be Lav Dafka that, you know, they meaning they accepted one, either the father or the son. Or, we'll just say the father or the son.
You could have accepted both too.
What did he say?
He says it's not clear who the quote unquote Kohanim are.
Okay.
This is the Eric on Muskir based Dinshel Kohanim. So when they listen to Chushel the based of Kohanim.
Uh-huh.
And Eric Shabon the based Dinshel Kohanim. Muskir Kamakam. There was like a Chushel the based Dinshel Kohanim.
Uh-huh.
But it's not clear, according to Art Scroll, according to this note in the name of the Meiri, who the Kohanim were.
Interesting. There you have it. There you have it. Gemara, I'm Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said, my time is Rav Shimon. Now, what's the reason for Rav Shimon, who says that that a karov is going to be kasher le'edus when it comes to edus achodesh? Normally, we say our edim, krovim are not allowed. So why here does he make the exception? Because it says in the pasuk, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron. Hashem said to both Moshe and Aaron, who are brothers, Be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor, Hachodesh hazeh lachem. This month is for you. Edus zuti hikshir b'chem. This edus is going to be kosher by you. So you, who are brothers, are nevertheless going to be kosher, even though we typically say that edim, that are krovim, are not allowed.
Lacham equals b'chem.
What?
Lachem equals bachem.
Lachem equals bachem.
No, seriously, it's a stretch.
What? What do you mean
it's a stretch?
It's a drasha.
It doesn't mean the same thing.
No, it doesn't mean the same thing. It's a drasha. What?
What does that mean? Lachem equals bachem.
It
sounds like a rap song.
Lachem
equals bachem.
The pasuk says lachem.
The pasuk says hachodesh hazeh lachem. So the Gemara darshins eduzuti ekshera bachem. Bachem in you, meaning that you guys are going to be kosher for it. The Gemara is just making a drasha that lachem is lachora extra because it says hachodesh. You know, you could say something like this, something like hachodesh hazeh.
I don't know what exactly they're picking on.
Gemara will straighten it out.
Okay, I appreciate that. very good. Somebody's read the Gemara. Not me, but somebody else has. The Rabbanon. What do the Rabbanon say? Why do the Rabbanon say that nevertheless the Krovim are not good if in fact we have this drasha of Achodosh Hazeh Lachem? So the Rabbanon, Edu Zutihi Misur Lachem. The way they darsh in the Pasuk of Edu Achodosh Hazeh Lachem means to say that you guys are in charge of making this month a new month. In other words, normally we say when it comes to, let's say, for example, Shabbos is what we call Kiddushah V'Kayma. It is already instituted. It is the seventh day of the week. No matter what Beis Din tries to do, they cannot jar Shabbos from its place. Shabbos is always set. But as opposed to Shabbos, the Yomim Tovim and the Rosh Chodesh is actually in Beis Din's hands. It's Lachem. It is for you guys to determine when the Chodesh is going to be and by extension when the Yom Tovim are going to be. And so that's how they learn Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, meaning it is up to you to determine. Amar Rav Yosi, Maisam Tov Yarofi v'chule. Amar Rav Chanan Barava, Hilchasak Rav Shimon. Rav Chanan Barava says the Halacha actually follows Rav Shimon. Wow. Amalei Rav Huna le Rav Chanan Barava. Rav Huna says to Rav Chanan Barava, you are wrong. Rav Yosi umaisa ve'at amart helchasak Rav Shimon. The Mishnah brought Rav Yosi, and it brought the supporting story to all that all say, like the Tanakhama, and you want to say the halacha is like Rav Shimon?
You mean we don't pass like Rav Shimon?
Right? That's what he's saying. You don't pass like Rav Shimon. The Mishnah quoted Tanakhama, then it quoted Rav Yosi, and it quoted the story. All of these things are corroborating the Tanakhama. Why would you say that it goes like Rav Shimon?
That's a general klal in the Shas, right?
Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon argue.
Generally speaking.
Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon argue the pass of Rav Yosi. And there's a story. Two reasons. One, the story, and two, when the general.
You're saying it is a general klal? Is that true?
Says,
is that our school? Yeah, our school says it.
The general clown chest and Rabbi Yossi shouldn't argue, you follow Rabbi Yossi.
I did not know that. That's in the article. You saw that?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it in the article. You saw it in the article?
In your article.
Show me on your scroll.
Of course it is. It's a rule of Rabbi Yossi. That's one reason. And two, the story.
Very good. I did not know that, but that's
a.
Yes. Because the story says. The story says at the end of that the Beis Din took him and the Evan. And did not take Maisa Shahaya. So the Maisa proves it. Yeah, you got the same. I know you have the same note because the Hebrew art scroll comes off of the English art scroll.
I'm not saying it, but I'm sure it's somewhere here. I'm just not saying it.
Okay, Amalei Rav Huna. Where are you? I don't even know where you are. Amar Lo, he said to him. V'ha'zimnen sagiyin amaris kamrei durav hilchasak Rav Shimon. V'lo amarli v'lo midi. He says, wait a minute. There are many times when I sat in front of Rav and I said to him that the halacha follows Rav Shimon and he never said anything to me about that it's not. So why all of a sudden are we going like Rav Yosi? So amarli, he says to him, well, hechi tanisa. How did you learn it in front of Rav? When you stood in front of Rav and you said that the halacha follow Rav Shimon or Rav Yosi, how did you learn this in front of him? So Amar Lehi said to him, Ipcha. Well, I actually told him the opposite. I told him that Rav Shimon was the one who said that Krovim are puzzle. And it was the Tanakhama who said that the Krovim are kosher. So I actually learned it the opposite way. So Amar Leis, he says to him, yeah, Mishum Hachi Lo Amar Lach V'Lamiti. That's why Rav didn't say anything to you. Because Rav was saying that the halacha really is that Krovim are posel. So if you learned in front of Rav that it's Rav Shimon who says that Krovim are posel, then that's why the Rav agreed with you. Rav said, yeah, then we paskin like Rav Shimon, because in fact the halacha is, Rav was telling you what the halacha is. The halacha is that Krovim are posel. If you quoted in the name of Rav Shimon that Krovim are Pasul, then Rav would have agreed with you. So that's why Rav agreed. Not because the halach is like Rav Shimon, but because you learned the din the opposite way in front of Rav.
What does it do with the
Pasul? But that doesn't make sense.
Who? What?
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
To quote that Rabbi Shimon says that Krovim are Pasul when Rav Shimon doesn't hold that Krovim are Pasul.
He mixed it up. He mixed up the Shitas. He mixed up the Shitas.
He had a schnapps that morning.
He had a schnapps that morning. That is on the record.
That's part of
is that all? Yes. Seriously?
Yeah, he learned it the opposite way. He mixed up the Shitas.
Right over in the between.
The Gemara concludes.
It happens to all of us like that.
No, not all of us. Amar Tevi braid the Mary Tevi. Tevi said... Tevi, the son of Mari Tevi. Tevi, who is the son of Mari Tevi, it's like Mario and Super Mario, right? So Tevi, the son of Mari Tevi, said, Amar Mar Ukva, in the name of Mar Ukva, Amar Shmuel, Hilchas HaKrov Shimon. Now, interestingly, we have a different gearset change over here. It says Ein Halacha K'Rav Shimon. It's a fascinating gears of change because it's a tremendous nafkamina. We passing like Rav Shimon or not? We don't passing like Rav Shimon.
We don't.
No, we say the Krovim are pasul.
It's an amendation of the Gemara.
No, but that's what we're saying. It's not different. We don't passing like Rav Shimon.
We would do that.
Why? Because the halacha falls Rav Yossi against Rav Shimon.
We're going backwards. We're saying
what? Did I tell you off? My... What?
We're saying Krovim are pasul.
Yeah, they don't darsh. They say lachem is different. They say lachem is teaching you that this edus it can be determined by Bezdin. Bezdin determines the chodesh. That's how they learn it.
That's
how they do lachem, meaning it's for you. It is for you to determine.
So are witnesses just based on the
gods? What?
What does it mean, Bezdin?
Meaning Bezdin has the ultimate authority based on Eden. The Adim have the Bezdin has the ultimate authority to create a Chodesh or to...
Based on Adim,
yeah.
That's their job. Take their authority.
Tell me what the problem is. Based on Adim, that's how you determine a Chodesh.
The court decides the trap,
right?
Everybody agree?
What? No, I think you're getting confused. We're saying that Bezdin determines the Chodesh, right, based on the Adim, as opposed to the Chodesh being predetermined, right? Like Shabbos. Shabbos is predetermined, right? Every seventh day or the seventh day of every week is going to be Shabbos. Yeah, there's nothing that Bezdin can do to change it. There's nothing Adim can do to change it. There's no such thing as changing it. Shabbos is Shabbos. As opposed to Shabbos, the Chodesh, and by extension Yavim Tovim, are determined by Adim and Bezdin. Okay. Mishnah says, we're seeing a lot of Mishnayos today. We're going to see four Mishnayos today total. Elu hein hapsulin. The following, once we get into Pasul Eidus, now the Mishnah goes on a tangent. Elu hein hapsulin. The following are Pasul Eidus. And this is the Eidus HaChodesh as well. Hamasachek Bekuvya. One who plays...
Dice.
He's a dice roller. He's a poker gambler.
Because I've learned it in Sanhedrin.
He is a Vegas man. What?
Even though it's probably not the same Mishnah. I've learned this in Sanhedrin.
It is not the same Mishnah, but there's a lot of overlap. There's a ton of overlap. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin does quote it.
All vagrants are out. Yeah, go on.
I don't understand that. Umalvi beribis, one who
cubes and dice are cubes.
Okay, very good. Oh, that's very good. That's very cute. You think that's
not a joke.
Okay, right. It could be either coincidence or maybe there's something to it.
It could be that the English or whatever
got it from. It's a question. It's a question where kuvya. Where did the word kuvya come from? Right. Is that an Aramaic word, or is that does it have other, you know, another descent? Okay, so that's going to be your homework. Thank you very much for Thursday. Thank you for volunteering. Umalvi beribis, one who lends with ribis. Now, lending with ribis is actually asa daraisa, but according to Tosis, we're talking about ribis durabanan, meaning what we call ribis she'eno kitzutza. It's not a set ribis. It's just that when you collect the loan afterwards, you add on a little bit, tack on a little bit. But it's not a predetermined ribis. Therefore, it's ribis durabanan according to Tosis.
If it were ribis daraisa, so then it's like it's puzzle.
Well, the following are puzzle, even though they're only drabanan, they're still puzzle.
If they
were puzzle daraisa, then we would say that they'd be, as the Gemara will say, there'll be puzzle for other things as well, like Edus Isha, which are going
to
be...
You can stop me, you don't have to answer this, but I'm just curious, like, what Derisa, what makes a witness puzzle?
Well, according to, you have to be a Rasha. And in order to be a Rasha, you have to be, according to Rashi, you have to be a Gazlan Derisa. You got to be a thief. You got to be a thief. Derisa. Got to be a Derisa, think a thief.
So, but if someone like, is not doing an other mitzvah, Derisa, you can still be Gevedis.
What?
Someone Shabbos but doesn't put on tefillin. I don't know.
He doesn't
do all the mitzvahs the right.
They never pawn.
Yeah.
But as long as he doesn't steal.
That's totally fine. So you gotta get rid of that New York accent. It's really not good for right now. But pawn shop would be a good example.
Plus it's only going on stealing. What? Not going on Shabbos, if you violate Shabbos,
it's not going on violating Shabbos, it's not going on, it's talking about a Gazlan Daraisa. Why a Gazlan Daraisa? Yeah, because a Gazlan Daraisa, we are afraid that a person who is that inclined to steal for money, he's also going to be bribed for Eidus. That's our concern. Oh. So it has to do with Gazlan, it has to do with the Chemdas Mamon. That's what we're concerned about. Somebody who's violating Shabbos is just violating. I mean, not that it's acceptable, but.
Who's that? What's to do with the gamblers who are
playing with Kubia? The pasuk is
not Tashas Yad. It's money. They're interested in it.
I understand what it means by the pasuk.
It's a separate gamble.
I'll Tashas Yad in Russia. You shouldn't associate with a Russian.
I know it's a separate
gamble. I'll be the second witness along with a Russian.
Right. Yeah.
What does it mean? That the other guy is in Russia.
I'll Tashas Yad, you should. I don't think it's talking to the Yad. I think it's talking to Bezdin. Al Tashes Yarcha Im Rasha. You should not participate.
Oh, now I understand. She's talking to Bezdin, not to
talking to Bezdin.
Bezdin shouldn't be.
Bezdin should not be associated with a Rasha.
With Kubia is basically like a Gazlan Midrabana. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. You want to know why? There are different reasons why. There are differences.
I've heard this, but I don't necessarily. It was a long time ago.
So there are a number of reasons. Rashi gives one reason, which is a smachta lokanya, because he's relying on money that won't necessarily be his. Everybody puts money into the pot when you're playing with your cubes. Everybody's putting money in the pot, but nobody actually thinks that they're going to be. Have to give away their money because they think their cards are going to win or their cubes are going to win. So therefore, you're not fully being allowing somebody else to take your money, and then all of a sudden you lose your hand and you lost all your money. So it's like the guy's
taking someone else's who really didn't want to give it to
right, who didn't intend to give it to you. So that's what we call a smachta. There are others who say that the Gemara in Sanhedrin also says that it's an issue of that they're not contributing to society. People who just gamble all day, they just sit in Vegas and gamble all day, they're not contributing to
society. What if it's somebody who goes to Vegas?
Why should you go to Vegas?
It is not for now, but that is a discussion. In the Achron, in the post, it's a discussion if somebody just gambles on on a very temporary basis, is he considered
the
Sachet B'Kuvya?
Of course.
I'm not going
to
get into it.
I asked Rabbi Yosef, he's called to learn a at Shiloh.
Yeah.
And he said, as long as you're not gambling with expense money.
You have family from
Vegas. He's not saying you should do it. It's not a good thing, but it's technically the halacha. He says, as long as you're not dealing with expense money, it's technically mutter.
What does that mean, expense money?
Meaning you're not going,
it's extra money.
It's
like
recreational.
They play the lottery, it's the same idea, but it's not
very good.
He said you should not do it, but he's just from a bare bone letter of the law. He said, it's a lot.
So that led to your gambling addiction?
Yes, now I'm...
He's in Las Vegas, his brother's
in Las Vegas. Actually, anything I gamble nowadays is going directly into my expense accounts.
Very good.
These things, just a side point, this Mishnah is referring to just or all things? Same exact Mishnah Sanhedrin?
It appears that it's talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, but it could be... in Sanhedrin it's talking about Bechlal.
Is the same exact list of things? It's the same qualifications?
I believe so. You'd have to look in the Gemara. You'd have to look in the Gemara Sanhedrin, but I believe so.
Basically the same category as the question plus the Kiddush HaChodesh.
It appears so. Vaiter Umafricha Yonim. Umafricha Yonim, those who fly doves, Basically, it's a very similar thing to gambling, where you're flying a dove and you're saying to your friend who's also flying his dove, whichever one of our doves gets to... It's a horse race without the horses and with doves. But it's what we might call a dove race. Okay? Before they had horses, they had doves. They had doves.
Probably had
a dove race. Okay, moving on. The Sochrei Shvi'is and those who do business with...
How does that work in my opinion?
Do you really want to know? Yeah, do you really want to know? It's like, you know what it is? It's like a it's like a game of chicken. You get it? It's like a game of chicken. I don't know. I know these things work. And you know, like ask Michael Vick. It's like I don't know. I don't know how these things work. I don't know. What?
I'll check it out.
All right, Thursday. This is great.
No.
Thursday shoe is covered.
I'm not looking at the art spot. That's all I see.
Okay, fine. Very good.
I get the kick of these animals. And the animal comes out, people start giving them a standing ovation.
Right, exactly, yeah.
It's like a stupid horse or a dog, and they're giving them a standing ovation.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld has a whole thing on that. Anyway, Sochrei Shvi'is, those who do business with Perush Shvi'is, Va'avadim, and slaves. These are all pasul edus. Zeh klal, here's the general rule.
What's wrong with Avadim?
Call edus she'ena isha k'sher la, any testimony that a woman is not kosher to give, af hein einen k'sher la, any of these people listed in this Mishnah are not kosher to do either.
Hold on. Now, we said that this list...
I thought I was going to get through this stuff.
These are the types of people that were kosher that they can't be trusted with money.
Right.
So now we're comparing them to women. Like that,
women can't be trusted with money,
we don't say that women are kosher. It's because we suspect that they're bribes.
No, but they could have callous Russian. Women have, like, flakiness. They're not as yashar and straight. A healthy woman, a healthy man, or a woman is a lot more...
You have a problem with the comparison.
I've never been politically correct.
I don't know the answer.
Oh, I never. Okay, no.
Afin ain't sure. So they're not going to be kosher in either. So it's dependent on what the woman is. Says the Gemara. The implication in the Mishnah is that if a woman is kosher for a certain testimony, they're also going to be kosher in it. And Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Zosomeris, this implies that a gazlan de divrayam, a gazlan midrabanan, like we said, if it's a gazlan only midrabanan, kasherin le edus isha, they would be kosher for an edus isha. What is an edus isha? An edus isha is a testimony where a woman can say to another woman, I saw your husband die, and therefore she's going to be muteres to get...
Do they need a zug of...
No.
I don't think so. I think it's enough
to... Is this from two women? From one woman?
One woman.
These shadows are famous after 9-1-1, after 9-11. Vodka got all the shadows. And her husband's so
wrong. Wow. Okay, so therefore a gazlan de divrayam is going to be kosher le'edus isha, just like a woman herself can give testimony up for edus isha, for isha related testimonies, so too a gazlan de divrayam can do the same
That's
thing.
That's the only edus that isha can give?
It's the only one. Says the Mishnah, Mishara sachodesh ve'eni yachal ahalich, somebody who sees the new moon but is not able to make it to Yerushalayim, nevertheless, molichin oso ala chamor, we put him on the chamor. Rashi quotes two. Molichan oso ala chamor, we put him on a donkey and we ride him off into the sunset. Afilu b'mita, even if it means putting him on the bed. Ve'im tzoda lehem, and if they're going to be people who are frustrating their journey, people who want to stop them along the road, lochem biyadam maklos, they're allowed to take staffs with them, allowed to take rods with them to beat these people silly. And if it was very far away, they can even take food with them. This is all happening on Shabbos, by the way, so there's no problem of bringing this, of being Machal Shabbos in a very
Not just Tchum, we're talking about Tchum, which is Drabban, now we're talking about Daraisis.
Because even if you have a very far away journey, nevertheless, if you can get there within a night and a day, we make you do it. You're Machal Shabbos. V'yotzen le'edus ha'chodesh. And you can go out for Edus ha'chodesh. And Ne'amar, Eile Mo'ade Hashem, Asher Tikrosan B'Mo'adam. These are the holidays of Hashem that you should call on their time. Meaning in their time, even if their time is Shabbos, you should nevertheless declare the Chodesh. Hadron Lach Arba Rosh Hashanim. Beautiful thing. Arba Rosh Hashanim. Hein Be'ech Me'ezim Rosh Hashanim Malachim. Lord Dalai.
Wow, that was a long parak.
So there
that was indeed a long parak.
So
I'm glad we didn't do it all tonight.
So this is the pasuk that allows them to break Shabbos in order to Mechadesh.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Mechadesh the
book. What's that again?
This is the pasuk which allows them to break Shabbos in order to come and testify.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's very interesting. It doesn't say it's just Tishrei or Nisan, and it doesn't say it's the others either.
Correcto mundo, and that's what we had in the
previous. That's because we already learned that. Already.
No,
that's correct. Also, we learned that in the previous mission, Chafal Zvim and Beis, we learned according to Rashi, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on every single one of them based on Elam Ode Hashem to the Kosam B'Moldam. Okay, but you're right. The Mishnah did say that nowadays we're only going to be Mechal on two of them. Very good. Says the Mishnah im Einam Akirno. So, you have a question. Question?
Yeah, this Mishnah.
You didn't
so,
like it?
No, but Yom Kippur, could they carry food so that when Yom Kippur is over, they have food with which to break their fast?
Wait a minute, Yom Kippur for Eidus HaKodesh?
Why?
If it's Yom Kippur, it's not Eidus HaKodesh.
It's too bad that wasn't a joke.
Well, you could save yourself and say I was just kidding.
I was just kidding.
That was a classic.
Before you were going to give them a meal after Yom Kippur.
No, it doesn't even go to answer his question. You're just complicating. You're making a really bad question even worse. Yim Eidah Makirino, so, says the Mishnah Vayter, before we absolutely lose our minds. Now, what happens if the Eidim come to court, and of course, you have an aid from Ramah Beit Shemesh, and by definition, he is shady, so he comes into court, and the Beis Din doesn't know who he is. Eidim Makirino, so, Beis Din doesn't recognize him. Meshalchen Imo Acher Lehaido. What you do is, you send somebody else along with the aid, whom Beis Din does recognize, to testify about the aid, that he is reliable.
How do you know in advance whether Beis Din is going to know him or not?
If he knows Beis Din, Beis Din knows him. If I see the new moon and you know Beis Din, so you come with me. You know I'm a decent guy.
Judges are these days.
What?
This contradicts.
Nothing.
The other Mishnah.
Yeah.
We have 40 guys coming from China.
Yeah.
And
but
saying,
maybe they knew all 40.
Oh, leave me alone. They knew all 40. Please.
Wait, well, what? I understand. What do you want to say?
They didn't know them and they accepted testimony.
You're saying that they would have accepted the testimony even though they didn't know.
These are strangers.
In Akhanami, they would have had to send a Makirino, so somebody who recognizes the aide, who could testify in front of Beis Din, and this guy is reliable. You're right. They would have had to do that.
They can't do Chakira and whatever, and
they can't do
it
now?
No. For Rosh Chodesh?
They cannot do that, and we'll see in the Gemara on Chafal, on Chabez and Beis, why. Why is it that we don't just rely on a person, on a stam person? We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, Barishona, in the beginning, Hayu Makablam Eidus HaKodesh Mikol Adam. In the beginning, they would take it from anybody, like you say. Why can't you just rely on a guy, right? They used to do that. But Misha Kilkalu Hai Baitusim. When the Baitusim came along, and we'll see in Chaf Beis and Beis what these Baitusim used to do, but when they ruined things, Hiskinu Shaloyu Makablam Elim and Amakirin, they made a takana that they would only accept the Eidus HaKodesh from those who were Makirin, from those who they recognized.
So they couldn't say,
we're going to go
hey,
a little bit weiter.
I'm from Lourdes. Oh, do you know so-and-so in Lourdes, blah, 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 like that? Like, make the...
Blah, blah, blah. What do you mean, do you know? Who knew?
Like, say...
What? Tell me what happened.
Some zug goes to Beis Din. They say, we want to give Eidus on the Chodesh.
Yeah.
Beis Din doesn't know them.
From a whole new
right.
So
but they
saying,
say, oh, where saying, did you come from? Oh, we came from, I don't know.
From Lud.
From Lud, whatever. Oh, we know so-and-so in, does he, you know, do you know him, whatever, you know. Who do you learn with? They can't.
That's not the way it works. You have to send somebody who is Makir, these Avid, with them.
It's kind of like getting a Haskama on a book.
Yeah.
You don't get a Haskama, you put some with them.
What if nobody comes who they know?
Then no good. They just no good. You must have with
what if nobody comes? They have to declare a Chodesh at some point.
Then they'll have to make it a male, or they'll have to make a decision as to whether they want to make a chaser on their own. But in a Hanami, you're right. They need to have a Makirin. You need to have somebody who recognizes the Eidim and who Beis Din recognize themselves in order to be able to validate these witnesses. Now, the Gemara says, "Im ein makirno, so mishalchin imo acher." You guys are not going to get this. Bechlal, you're not going to get it if you don't, because this is a little bit harder Gemara. Okay. We're on the bottom. We're on the Gemara down here. Yeah, my Acher. The Mishnah said, if you don't makir the Edim, you have to send somebody else, an Acher. You have to send somebody else whom the Bezdin recognizes to send and recognizes the Edim to testify that these Edim are okay. So my Acher, who is this? What is this Acher? So the Gemara says, Chat. That's just one person. All you need is one person to testify, not even to testify, it's not a testimony, and but just to,
does he have to be someone who's
to corroborate
for the moon, or is he just testifying that this is a good aid?
He's only testifying that this is a good aid. So says the Gemara, v'chad mi meheman, is one guy going to be believed? V'hatanya, but we learn in the Braisa that one guy is not enough. Maisa shebahu ve'edav imo. We know there was a Maisa where he came with his edim, leheira love, to testify on him. So it was you need more than just one. It's not enough that you have one person. Yeah, according to this Braisa, you need multiple people, right? The Edav Imo. There was Lehayelav. He had Edim, multiple Edim testifying about this aid. So Amar Papa says, my Acher, then what does it mean in the Mishnah when you have to send somebody else? Zug Acher. It means another pair. So you not only have to have a pair of Edim, you have to have a pair of corroborating people who can substantiate that these Edim are valid. So you got to have at least four people coming into Bezdin.
Why four?
You need to have two Edim and two people who testify about the Edim.
Right, well, if the two Edim are not known to Bezdin, you have to have another...
You have to have two more.
Yeah, a possibility up to four people.
Yeah, BMS, a possibility up to six.
Why six?
Because if one pair only knows one of the Edim and another pair knows another one of the Edim, you have to send four people to testify about the validity of two people.
Yeah.
Right? So you could have theoretically up to six people coming.
And it's all on Shabbos too, by the way. Okay.
All on Shabbos. Good point. It's all happening on Shabbos. You could be Mechal Shabbos. All six people could be Mechal Shabbos to get the Eidus HaChodesh. That's unbelievable.
But why are you six? How did it go from...
Each one needs two.
To six.
Two plus two.
No. Two to testify about the moon. Two to testify about the Edim. About one,
each
at least
aid.
One of the Edim.
No, both.
Yeah.
Of the
and what if the two that are testifying about one of the Edim only knows one of the Edim? Then you need two others to testify about the second Edim.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hence the two plus the two.
You need more than one. Right. Okay.
Amar Papa, my Acher, Zug Acher. So says the Gemara, Hachanami Misabra, and it's actually very logical to say that this is what it means. Because the Ilo Tema Hachi, because if you don't say that Acher means Zug Acher, so then when the Mishnah says, Im Einon Makirin Oso, if they don't recognize him, my Oso. What does it mean they don't recognize him? Ilema Oso Chad, if you're saying that it means that they don't recognize him, that one guy, the Chad mi Meheman, but one guy is not kosher to be made. Mishpat Ksiv Bey, because we need a Mishpat, we need a judgment. So it's not enough to have one aid. So rather, Elamai Oso, Oso Hazug. So what does it mean that Ein Makirin Oso? It means they don't recognize Oso Hazug. That pair they don't recognize. Hachanami Mayacher, Zug Acher. So too, when it says you have to send somebody else, it means a Zug Acher. So both Oso means a Zug Oso, and so too Acher means Zug Acher. And that is where we will stop for tonight.
And they're chayav to break the Shabbos. It's not like they can break the Shabbos. Are they chayav to break it? Do they have to come?
I believe that this is actually a shaila in the Achronim, whether they have to do it or whether it's just a mat, whether it's just mutter to do it. It is a mitzvah, but is it a chayav? Is it a chiyuv to do it? It's a good question. I don't have the answer, but I believe the Achronim do speak about this. Yashukayach, you'll pick up on Thursday, Mirtzah Hashem.
What? I didn't say.